Tonight, the Indianola football team will make its third consecutive appearance in the Class 4A state football playoffs, putting the program in the same breath such as stalwarts like Dowling, Ankeny, Cedar Falls, and their opponent tonight, the Warriors of Waukee. Indianola qualified for tonight's game through an elimination game, facing their longtime rival Johnston on a cold and windy night, holding the Dragons to just 7 points and 138 total yards. While the defense as a whole played perhaps their best game of the season, a lot of credit will go towards the linebacking crew of Sam Hildreth, Jacob Lundberg, Carter Erickson, and Sean Cunningham.
All four of our linebackers, our two inside, our two outside, played a tremendous game. And those guys come in with a lot of game experience. Those are guys that have started multiple games and for multiple seasons for us.
Indians showing blitz, run up the middle. Hovey hit in the backfield, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down. Needed the 14, tackled at the 15-yard line Hildreth. On third and a yard and a half, and Hildreth with a big stop there.
The quartet made 26 tackles, including 5 tackles for loss and a pair of sacks, but more importantly, put constant pressure on the Dragons to not allow them to get into any rhythm in the backfield from outside linebackers Carter Erickson and Sean Cunningham.
I had my DN and Bandit, Walker Whalen, Bryce Moffitt, Ben Moffitt, and Warren Breen off there setting me up so I could get free run-throughs, making my job real easy and making my highlights look good because of them.
We just know we had to shut down that edge, otherwise that 82 that their good tight end was going to run free. We knew that we had to shut down their wide receivers too. If we could shut down that passing game, we knew that quarterback had nowhere else to go but run the ball, and we weren't afraid of him running the ball, so we were pretty good in protecting our edges and preparing for that quarterback, I guess.
He's extremely fast, and we made a few adjustments and got him up towards the line of scrimmage, instead of removing him like at linebacker depth. So he was in Johnston's face immediately, and I don't know if they underestimated his speed or they didn't see something on film, but, he was not being picked up in their blocking scheme at times. And at times he just did a great job of running around guys and beating blocks. So, he does create a problem for many, many offenses with his speed off of the edge from our defense.
Indians smelling blood. They are blitzing a lot of players right now. Cunningham is back in the backfield, and he's taken down. Rutz is sacked back at the 6-yard line. And, oh, man, Sean Cunningham was right there, and Rutz had nowhere to go. It's a huge loss, and they'll be punting from their own end zone.
Hildreth is one of the leaders on the defense, making sure the calls are relayed from the front seven, and has a lot of trust from Coach Kluver.
He's the brains of our defense, at least the front seven. He doesn't get all the stats all the time. It's almost like being a defensive lineman. He just does his job. If they're running lead or ISO at you, he's hitting that lead blocker, and he's not expected to make that tackle, so it doesn't show up in the stat sheet. But Sam definitely had his best game of his career, in my opinion, last Friday night.
I don't know. I just call it out. They all know what to do. I'm just there communicating and reinforcing what the coach says and how to get everyone lined up, make sure they're all lined up, and then just executing the play correctly.
Jacob Lundberg, the other middle linebacker, is currently second on the team with 47.5 tackles and was a big part of stopping the Johnston rushing attack.
Jacob Lundberg is a junior that has really come on this year, runs extremely well, and has made a lot of plays.
Now faces pressure, rolling out to his left, pulls it down to run, hit from behind, thrown out of bounds on a one-on-one tackle. Jacob Lundberg coming in and making his presence known, and it's fourth and long, and the Dragons are forced to punt.
Well, it kind of came out, I think we just had to adjust to the game speed there in the first quarter, and after that we really started understanding how to fit the holes and stop what they were trying to do.
But all four know the importance of trusting your teammates and make sure to give a lot of credit to the guys up front.
It really started up front with our defensive front. I thought our defensive line played really well. James Knott and Walker Whalen, Ben Moffitt, Warren Breeden, just to name a few. And then our linebackers, yeah, they were able to do their job. They played a clean game. And what I mean by that is our defensive linemen picked up those blocks up front, so our linebackers were able to scrape and run freely and make the plays that we were able to make.
The Indians defense will be tested again tonight against the tough Waukee squad, and the Indians linebackers know they have to come up big again.
Just executing. We've had a good week of practice, just keeping our keys down and just making sure that just executing on what we have been planning this game this week.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think stopping the run. They got a really physical back. Got to really shut him down at the line of scrimmage and make sure limit his yards and production.
Going back to what Sam said, we had a great week of practice. Goes to our scout team of sophomores, just absolutely giving us amazing looks, being great out there for us. But we got to stop the run. We got to make the quarterback uncomfortable when he does pass.
I would say the key to winning Friday night's game is coming out as fired up as we did against Johnston and stopping their assets, stopping that running back, because I know they got a good running back. They're a good wide receiver and their tight ends. They got good tight ends, but if we can shut all that down, I think we have a successful night.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night and our key players of the week, the Indians linebackers Sam Hildreth, Jacob Lundberg, Carter Erickson, and Sean Cunningham, I'm Andrew Swadner.